Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you're at home, will you just open your fridge and have a look in your veg drawer and just assess what's in there? So is it a haven of fresh green leaves, or are you looking in there and finding one lone wrinkly carrot and an unidentifiable sludge of slimy salad with a bit of a whiff? Bad weather in Europe and North Africa are leading to shortages in tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers on the supermarket shelves. So the focus now is shifting to food waste. So when it comes to those fruit and vegetables, should they always be stored in the fridge in that bottom drawer that you may just have had a look in? And how can we keep the food fresher for longer? Well, I'm joined now from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon. Good morning, Agnes.
Morning, Claire.
It's the cucumber that always gets you because it pretends to be fresh and then you touch it and it disintegrates.
And it disintegrates,
yeah.
Well,
beautiful.
One of the things I suppose that we need to think about is where we put things and how we put them and how we store them. Because you're right, between the energy crisis and Holland and the UK and ourselves not heating the glass houses, so there is going to be defaults and shortages, as well as bad weather in Spain over like 12 nights over around 0 degrees. That's not allowing fruit and vegetables to flourish. So we need to be careful with what we do have. And the cucumber, interestingly enough, is one that you wouldn't store in the fridge.
Shocked at this.
I know. A lot of people are. So it actually, if the flavours, there's the tomato and the cucumber, a lot of research has been done on these two. There's a lot of research that goes into all of these things. But a lot of research has been done on the tomato and the cucumber. And the genes, the flavour gene that is in those, both of those are reduced, or, you get a grittiness or a lack of flavour when they're stored at cold temperatures. So from a flavour point of view, you'd want to hold them out of a fridge. So they don't need to go in the fridge. And really, you need to remove the cucumber from the plastic, and you can store it just cool, dark, dry place. You can have a little box. I wouldn't have a plastic box because you do need a certain amount of airflow through these things. But equally, taking the tomatoes and putting them in a cool, dark, dry place, that would help to store them. You'll have good flavour and it will last a little bit longer. Okay. And the other one that's usually in the bottom of that fridge as well is the celery.
Now, yeah, that lasts for ages though. That's kind of a hardy vegetable, isn't it?
It is very hardy. But again, just to our own weather here in this country last summer and, this winter means that we do have a little bit of a shortage on the celery, which we would produce, like celery, cabbage, carrots, potatoes that we would produce ourselves. So you remember, you can freeze celery. People don't tend to think of that. But if you have an abundance, if you have a bit that you're not going to use, chop it up, put it into a bag and put it into the freezer. Put it into a Ziploc bag and put it into the freezer.
Yeah, to my shame, I would never have thought about doing that, but it makes complete sense.
It does. And I suppose if we can think about it this way, Claire, when we walk around a supermarket, when you walk through the freezer aisles, you're beginning to see more herbs, vegetables, like chopped up peppers.
Chopped onions you can buy,
onions,
can't you now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can do that yourself. If you have onions that are beginning to go on the outside, that they're beginning to become a little bit sludgy on the outside, remove the outer layer, chop them up, and you can put them into the freezer and they will freeze and you can use them then. Now, there might be a slight change in flavour because these are things you don't need to blanch. I was trying to stay away from adding work. If you just do all the chopping and put them all in, you could even put in a mixed bag of vegetables. We talked about mirepoix before, which is the onion, the celery and the carrot. Any of those bits that you might have, that old carrot that's in the fridge, peel it, chop it, put it into the freezer with the other bits that are. And it does take a little bit of work, but minding things, I suppose, does take a little bit more thought and then a little bit of effort as well.
But you'd be delighted then when you go to make a cottage pie.
Well, you've got
and
these
it's
things
there,
in the freezer.
It's done.
Yeah.
The hard bit's done.
Or even just put it into a soup, because I know we talk about food waste, Claire, often enough. We're always hinting around and trying to give people ideas on how to keep things going for longer and not throw away, because we're divils for buying in Ireland as well. A lot of reports have shown that Irish people we love value, and we're very much drawn to things. If we see two for one, we'll buy two for one. Whereas some of our European European counterparts will only, they will go out very much with a list and only
and
buy what's required. Yeah.
We're getting questions in about the greens and the plastic that they're bought in. Should you keep them in the plastic, or like, why are we, like, we all have to buy vegetables, don't we?
We do.
In plastic.
We do.
If you're shopping in a supermarket now, I know some people avoid all of that and they're great, but for most people they're buying bags of salad and so on. So let's talk about the bags of salad first of all. Should you keep them in the bag, or what should you do? Take them out?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is that there, if you buy loose vegetables, it's probably better and you can hold them for longer. And you don't have any use by or best before dates because they're being removed. So when it comes to lettuce now, there's a couple of things you can do here, Claire, that will actually, it will surprise you. Again, small effort, large rewards. So with lettuce, for example, if you buy a head of iceberg lettuce, which is, you know, it's got a nice robust crunch to it and you want to hold on to that. So if you buy the head of iceberg lettuce, slice off what you need, then get a piece of kitchen paper or a tea towel. You don't have to use kitchen paper or a tea towel, any sort of, dampen it down, place it where you have cut, and then put the iceberg lettuce into a plastic bag. And you don't have to take the air out of it, but that will and put it in the bottom of your fridge, because that will ensure a little bit of humidity, a little bit of water to keep it fresh. And that will last a long time. If you buy the bags of lettuce, which we do because they're very attractive, you know, you've got different colours, different leaves, mixed leaves. So when you get those, bring them home, wash them, either use a salad spinner or a tea towel. I think we've spoken about that before. Put them into a tea towel and spin them around. Make sure you hold all of the tea towel corners. And spin them around. It's very, very satisfying. And then you put them into a glass. If you have glass containers, and glass is obviously more sustainable than plastic, or if you have a plastic container, a little bit of kitchen paper, a little cloth, and damp cloth in the bottom of that, put your salad leaves into it, and they will last you much longer than you had ever thought. But again, store them in the correct place, which is in the bottom of the fridge. The top of your fridge will be warmer. At the end, the bottom of your fridge will always be cooler. Things that you don't need to cook again will generally be on the top of your fridge. In the middle of your fridge, you'll have your dairy, some of your cooked meats, and then towards the bottom layer of your fridge will be uncooked meats, and then you will have special drawers to store vegetables and maybe fruits, and I'd keep them separate as well.
Do you put fruit in the fridge?
You can. Well, sometimes I do. I like cold apples. It's a personal preference thing, because I like the crunch, so I would keep my apples in the fridge. Other than that, I really don't. I would keep any bananas during the summer. I'd keep, you know, the softer fruits out of the fridge. I'd keep berries in the fridge. But, you know, it's just purely personal preference. Mm-hmm. Apples, fruit doesn't necessarily need to be kept in a fridge, and bananas certainly not. But I would keep my bananas separate from the other fruit because of the ripening, the plant hormone ethylene that's produced by fruit as it ripens, and it's there in nature to cause the ripening, but it also causes decay. So you want to slow that down. So I'd keep them slightly separate. I would have oranges maybe in one place, lemons, you know, the citrus fruit in one place, the apples and it would be in a different, just not all on top together in a fruit bowl, because then one, as do you know the old adage, one rotten apple, and that's got to do with the ripening hormone. So once one goes bad, that will emit a lot more of this plant hormone, the gas, and it will cause the other fruit to ripen and decay at a faster pace.
Tess says Delia Smith's tip is to wrap celery in foil in the fridge, which keeps it fresh for much longer.
I've read that. I would personally, I don't do that. I would actually I keep it in plastic that it would come in itself, because that has actually been developed with smaller. It reduces down the amount of air that would flow through with celery itself. Delia says to do it. Delia's very good, but there's no scientific foundation for that, as far as I understand at the minute.
6 o'clock this morning, I was searching for the maple syrup at home in the press because I knew you were going to tell me that it should be in the fridge, and that's where it is now as we speak.
It's working. It's working, Claire. It's working.
I'm listening to you, Agnes. But explain why, because maple syrup, I would have thought, just like honey, does not need to be in the fridge.
Maple syrup doesn't have as much sugar present in it. So there's so the pure maple syrups wouldn't have as many sugars present in it as honey would have, and that's it's as simple as that. It wouldn't have the 60% threshold that would be required. So more microbes can grow and bacteria can grow on it, and it can flourish when kept in a press rather than a fridge.
But there are some things that should be in the fridge. Pesto, for example, tartar sauce, salad cream, all of those things should be in there.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is with pesto, I don't know what your household is like, but pesto is one of those things that it's really nice, but you might not use all of it.
Yes.
Freezer clear. You can put it into a freezer, and here we go now. You'll say she's nuts, but you could
No, it's not that. It's just that I want to be able to use it instantly when I want to be able to use it.
Yeah, now I'm going to solve. This is where you're going to think that I'm slightly nuts. But if you have an old ice tray, put it into the ice tray and you pop it out as required and it melts beautifully.
Yes,
it's simple.
You probably can cook with it straight away, can you?
You can, but if it's in a jar, if it's in something, you know, if you put it into smaller containers, you can use it straight away. But if you put it into the ice tray, or if you have any herbs, put them into an ice tray, fill it with oil, put it in, and that can be used instantly. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had things that were on the turn, like basil can be one of those ones, or any kind of, you know, leafy herb, the more robust ones like the rosemary's, you can just, I would freeze those instantly. We've spoken about that before. But pesto, you can keep in the fridge, and I would always make sure that there's a film of oil on the top of it to prevent the aeration so that whatever is in it is working but no other bacteria is getting into it. But you would keep that in the fridge, as well as any of the, you know, salad creams. You will see, read the back of the labels. Now, a lot of salad creams, they all have salad creams and mayonnaises. If you were making them from scratch, obviously you'd keep them in a fridge because they're made with fresh eggs. A lot of the ones that we will buy now have a lot of other things and preservatives present in them, and stabilisers to ensure that they don't separate and that we can get shelf life out of them. But again, I would hold those in the fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agnes, thank you so much. So
pleasure.
Many lessons. We're learning all the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you again, Claire.
Agnes Boucher-Hayes there. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.